And the next Drysdale vignette is Insurance for Your Plants, number 2321. The need to have your larger plants and trees in current photos is my topic. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. How to take the photos after this. 3, 2, 1. Pictures of valuable plants on your property should show clearly the kind, size, and location. Some measure of scale should be included, such as people, autos, a meter stick, or measuring tape. The photos may be black and white or color, just as long as they show the plants accurately. In the event of a loss or damage, new photos should be taken immediately for possible use even months or years later. These pictures, too, should clearly show a similar scale of size. Some years ago, one home landscape suffered catastrophic damage in a prolonged cleanup of fuel oil. The owner was advised to take pictures of the mature trees that would be removed for the cleanup. This was done, but the pictures of the mature trees that were taken did not have any reference to height or spread, etc. Later, the insurance company balked at the dollars sought to replace the huge shade tree. Be aware that insurance adjusters, lawyers, and even the courts may find it difficult to accept verbal descriptions of a removed plant or plants. Large trees do have values that can be converted into dollars if their trunk diameters at a measured point on the trunk, 1.3 meters above the ground, along with the overall height, branch spread, density, and general health are all accurately recorded in up-to-date photographs. Also to be noted are tree locations for shade, wind protection, sound abatement, screening, general beauty, and fragrance. I'm Art Drysdale.